In January, stimulus checks caused retail spending to soar. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 17th day of February. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, the IRS says all the stimulus checks are out. But last night, President Biden shot down the $50,000 student loan forgiveness plan. Can remote office workers claim a home office tax deduction? We'll help answer that. We've got the Bitcoin bounce, the Wall Street Report, and jet sharing. Why not? For the interview, it's National Entrepreneurship Week. Let's review with Katie Althoff from Chop Local. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, following a devastating December where retail spending by consumers actually dipped by 1% in what should be a busy holiday shopping month, things turned around dramatically in January. This morning, the Commerce Department reported that retail sales soared by 5.3%. in a major turnaround and the best number since October. So what happened? Federal stimulus dollars in the hands of consumers. People bought more across the board last month, like furniture, electronics, clothes, sporting equipment, restaurant food, groceries. In a replay of early fall, hard-hit department stores saw the biggest gains. Spending at department stores jumped by 23.5%. compared to December. Now, that was still below what it was before the pandemic hit, but it's inching closer. Retail sales, which include spending on household goods and clothing, gasoline, and cars, food, and drink, are a key factor for U.S. economic health. It is also another factor in the theory of trickle-up economics. That means putting money in the hands of consumers has a major impact on the economy. Well, today the IRS said that all of the stimulus checks from the latest round have been sent out, but suggested that some people may still be eligible for a payment. Newsweek is reporting that the IRS said that, quote, as required by law, all legally permitted first and second round of economic impact payments have been issued, and the IRS now turns its full attention to the 2021 filing season, end quote. However, this update added that some who did not receive payments or did not receive them in full may be able to claim funds with a recovery rebate credit on their 2020 tax return. It went on to say, quote, most people who are eligible for the recovery rebate credit have already received it in advance in these two rounds of economic impact payments. If individuals didn't receive a payment or if they didn't receive the full amounts, they may be eligible to claim the recovery rebate credit and must file a 2020 tax return. In other words, it's urging people to file and complete an accurate tax return for last year in order to receive this money if eligible. So yeah, get on it. Last night in a town meeting in Milwaukee, President Joe Biden shot down a plan to forgive up to $50,000 of student loan debt. The issue came up with this statement and question from a person at the town hall. Quote, we need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 your administration has proposed. We need at least a $50,000 minimum. What will you do to make that happen? End quote. Mr. Biden responded, I will not make that happen. Market Watch, which is reporting the exchange came roughly 2 weeks after Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren reintroduced a resolution calling on Biden to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower. Biden has proposed canceling $10,000 in student debt as part of the coronavirus relief. He's expressed doubt about discharging Moore and about whether he should be the one to do it instead of Congress. And then he questioned the wisdom of forgiving billions of dollars of debt, especially from students going to Ivy League schools, and then reiterated his support for free community college and free public four-year college for students from families, get this, earning $125,000 a year or less, proposals that he touted on the campaign trail. Well, as the pandemic surged throughout the United States, thousands of office dwellers were sent home to work. By the end of last year, it's estimated there were roughly 37 million people working from home. Now, that begs the question, might these folks be able to use the home office tax deduction? And the answer is, it depends. CNET is reporting that the rules are dramatically different for corporate employees than self-employed workers, and it also depends on where you actually work. Are you camped out in a dedicated home office space or sitting at your dining room table? Now, to the IRS, all of that matters. At a basic level, if you are self-employed, that is, if you work for yourself, set your own hours, or you own a small business, you are probably qualified to claim the deduction. According to the IRS, these three worker categories are technically eligible. If you're self-employed, if you're an independent contractor, or if you are a gig economy worker. However, if you get a W-2, guess what? You're out of luck. In 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act suspended tax write-offs for home office deductions through 2025 if you get a W-2. Bitcoin prices were carving out fresh records today, but where the cryptocurrency heads from here is an open question. MarketWatch is reporting that a single Bitcoin hit a record high of $51,735.38 earlier today, according to CoinDesk, and predictions to see the number one crypto doubling before year end is on the table. Now, while some make the case that the virtual asset's current rally to an all-time high is unsustainable. Also today, Anthony Scaramucci, founder of SkyBridge Capital and newfound investor in cryptos, predicted that Bitcoin would hit $100,000 by year-end, but suggested that investors be cautious about buying digital assets. The SkyBridge Bitcoin Fund LP has about $500 million in Bitcoins. Once again, Wall Street ended the day mixed as the Dow rose to a new record, escaping earlier losses and closing up 90 points at 31,613 on the backs of Verizon, Chevron, and Wells Fargo. The Nasdaq lost again today as tech stocks fell in the face of increased stimulus dollars, off by 82 points. The Nasdaq ended the trade at 13,965. The S&P 500 once again fell fractionally to close at 3931. Verizon was among the biggest gainers after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway revealed a sizable stake in the company. Shares rose today by 5.2%. Also, Chevron jumped by 3%, again as Berkshire revealed another large stake there. And finally, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that business jet sharing, similar to ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft, could be here to stay. Due to travel restrictions and health concerns, more executives are flying by private planes than before the pandemic started. Aviation company Vista Global reported a 29% year-on-year increase in new signups for its pay-per-hour subscription service. The trend could be the start of an eventual transformation within the notoriously cyclical business of private aviation manufacturing. Uber and Lyft, it's just like it, only maybe a bit more pricey. All right, stay with us. It is National Entrepreneurship Week, and we'll have you listen in on a piece featuring Chop Local. It's a way for consumers to support small businesses while avoiding large chain grocery stores and having the knowledge of where your beef, pork, and poultry actually comes from. Katie Althoff, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.